This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy Meek. Syria's foreign minister, Waleed al-Mualem, a career diplomat who became one of the country's most prominent faces to the outside world during the uprising against President Bashar al-Assad, has died at the age of 79. He served as ambassador to Washington for 9 years, starting in 1990 during Syria's on-and-off peace talks with Israel. He was a close confidant of Assad, known for his loyalty and a hard-line position against the opposition. Syria's state-run news agency announced his death Monday morning. It offered no immediate cause of death, though his health was said to be deteriorating in recent years with heart problems. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson says he is as fit as a butcher's dog after being instructed to self-isolate for 14 days because he recently came in contact with someone who had since contracted coronavirus. In a video message posted Monday on Twitter from his London apartment, Johnson said he did not matter or did not matter, that he was already enduring the COVID-19 and is bursting with antibodies. The quarantine requirement comes at the start of a crucial week for Johnson's conservative government that includes discussions over a post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union. Health Secretary Matt Hancock said it was a right that the prime minister goes into self-isolation, even though he's already had coronavirus, as people can catch it twice. A fast-strengthening Hurricane Iota is sweeping over the Western Caribbean and has become a very dangerous Category 4 storm as it heads for the same part of Central America and battered by a similarly powerful Hurricane Eta just a week ago. And the evacuations were being conducted from low-lying areas in Nicaragua. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump asserted on Twitter on Sunday that he will soon file big cases challenging the 2020 election results in which Joe Biden is the projected president-elect. Earlier, President Trump appeared to acknowledge for the first time that Biden won the presidential election. We get more from AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Trump did not use Biden's name, but says he won, at the same time making clear he's not conceding and will keep trying to overturn the election result. The Sunday morning tweets included several baseless claims about the November 3rd vote, calling it rigged and only a victory for Biden in the eyes of the media. However, state and federal officials say the election was safe and secure. On ABC's This Week, Trump's former national security advisor John Bolton called on Republicans to speak up.
If the Republican voters are only hearing Donald Trump's misrepresentations, it's not surprising that they believe it. It's critical for other Republican leaders to stand up and explain what actually happened.
Ben Thomas, Washington.
UN-led talks aimed at appointing an interim administration in Libya to help bring an end to a decade of conflict concluded without naming the executive. The UN says the parties have agreed to a virtual meeting in about a week to agree on the selection mechanism for the coming authority. Four astronauts were successfully launched on the SpaceX Crew Dragon Resilience to the International Space Station on Sunday. This is the first of what the U.S. hopes will be many routine missions following a successful test flight earlier in the year. The crew will dock with the International Space Station at 0400 GMT Tuesday, joining two Russians and one American on board the station. The Johns Hopkins Coronavirus Resource Center reports more than 54 million coronavirus cases have been confirmed around the world as of Sunday. The U.S., India, and Brazil continue to top the list as places with the most infections. In Europe, the continent is facing another surge as well. Israel's housing ministry said a settlement watchdog group and see the country is moving forward on the construction of hundreds of new homes for Jewish residents in a sensitive East Jerusalem neighborhood. And Peru's interim president, Manuel Merino, resigned Sunday after the country's political parties demanded he step down or face impeachment. This follows his death of the death of two people in protest over the sudden ouster of his predecessor. He had been in office for less than a week. More at voanews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.